This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulullah, wa ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, and welcome from home, inshallah, make it a home sweet home. This is your brother Ala talking to you from Canada. Inshallah, we're going to talk about spouse in the house, a home sweet home special edition. Jazakumullah khair, the brothers Al-Kawthar and the sisters Al-Kawthar actually thought of this idea, and I thought it was a good idea because I'm going through it myself. So before we do something that we can regret, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be able to reconcile our hearts and mend it, and make sure that inshallah that we can pass this, and hopefully we can come out with the flying colors, and inshallah may Allah protect us, protect our families and loved ones, and wake us up inshallah, as Sheikh Sajid Hafidhahullah and Sheikh Haris will talk about tomorrow inshallah, that we are going to be here together, we come stronger. It's a beautiful lesson. We're not going to actually regret this, because it's gonna inshallah be a good thing coming up inshallah. So I don't want to talk about anything else except this for now, because I'm sure you heard all the mashayikh talk about the benefits of it and all of these things that will come out of it, and that's exactly what we're gonna turn negative into a positive, for lack of a better word, and we'll talk about what do we do before we kill each other, how we can actually enjoy this time together and learn from it, and inshallah we can come out stronger and even closer to one another. So remember, I just posted something about the covenant we've taken, brothers. So I'm going to talk about a few things in half an hour, 45 minutes that I have with you. First thing is, just remind each other about the concept of the oath that we've taken. So when we are in difficulties through this, we will remember the oath that we've taken, the pledge we've taken. We'll talk a little bit about the secrets about men and women. And these are the things that I want to re-emphasize the fact to remind me first, wallahi, and then my brothers and sisters, inshallah, after that. We'll talk a little bit about conflict resolution, so just the secrets of a bit of conflict resolution. And then, you know, in the end, what can we do to have this beautiful, happily ever after, come together with, the white horse and that six pack and the hair, flying hair and the birds and all of this lovely Bollywood. Halal you would, inshallah, to do it. So again, brothers and sisters, remember when we put your hand in her father's hand? And usually when I perform nikah, I remind the brothers, wallahi, that you know what? He's transferring the guardianship to you. He's basically telling you, I've been looking after my daughter for all these years. And now I trust you, they're going to be looking after my daughter. And that's basically what you're doing. And I just posted it, just a reminder before we close this. Remember that inshallah one day that you will hear your wife saying that, honey, I love you so much, and I've seen things together with you and but the doctor told me I'm pregnant. And when you prostrate to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that, and you put your hand in her tummy and you feel a kick, and you start picking names, picking colors, painting walls, and you can't hardly wait for that day to come, because that day will be called Abba, and you'll never forget that day. You'll never forget the day she calls you Abba for the first time, or smiled in your face, made you forget the misery of the world, or raised her hand to be carried by you. And if you do, she'll own your heart right there and then, as if you carried the whole world in your heart. And you'll never forget the time she ate solid food, or walked her own feet, walked some to the school, or somebody walked up to your door to ask for her hand in marriage. So it's a debt you have to repay, and that's how her father feels, the way you will feel. But you cannot get that till you have your own daughter, and so on. And again, brothers, please understand that we're not here trying to make it one-sided. On the contrary, wallahi. And sisters, also, that when you look at your husband, I understand that you may be looking at him a little more nowadays, but inshallah, may Allah protect you both. I want you to remember that this is your key for heaven. There's a master key. When we said the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when he's talking to men, khayrukum khayrukum li ahli wa ana khayrukum li ahli, this is meaning that I am the best to my wife. And then he's asking us to follow suit, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Tell them, O Muhammad, if you claim to love Allah, follow me, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will love you. So if we love Allah, we have to follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. He is your role model. Yes, he is, that's what we follow. And he is a rahmah. مَا رَسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةٍ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So we have not sent you except to be mercy for all creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding us in the ayah, in the Quran regarding marriage, he says, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّ وَرَحْمَةٍ. That's what I'm going to start with this one, inshaAllah. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّ وَرَحْمَةٍ. It has a few meanings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, brothers and sisters, this is how the relationship is. He says, وَمِنْ آيَتِهِ. So brothers, when you look at your wife, you look at ayah, look at beautiful miracle. So I know now the sister is going to go, you tell him, Shaykh, go ahead. Yeah, you, these guys don't know what we're talking about. They don't know how important we are. They take us for granted. So I'm going to talk to the brothers first, then I'll talk to you, sisters, inshallah. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers, says, وَمِنْ آيَتِهِ, he's telling you that this wife of yours is a miracle. And خَلَقَ لَكُمْ, he created her for you. That means she's a gift. And if you don't appreciate the gift, and you're not grateful to Allah for the gift He's given you, you don't deserve her. She'll be taken away from you. So please be careful. Now He says, وَخَلَقَ لَكُم مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. That means He created her for you, from you. That means if you harm your wife, as if you harmed yourself. Now the reason, لِتَسْكُنُوا لَا مِنْ إِلَّا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. She is your source of peace and tranquility. And that's why I'm trying to tell you, sisters, indirectly, you're supposed to run to you for peace and tranquility, not run away from you for peace and tranquility. Yeah, it's just a reminder, Allah. And he says, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ, here we are, مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. He made between the two of you the two pillars of that foundation of that marriage, of this home, not a house, home. He says, مَوَدَّةً. And remember, مَوَدَّةً, it didn't say mahabba. Mahabba is love. When he says مَوَدَّةً, it is the act of gentle compassion, of forbearing love. It's actually the source of love. وَرَحْمَةً, mercy. So why is that? First of all, some of the opinion scholars, at the beginning of the relationship, مَوَدَّةً, the act of compassion, gentle compassion, forbearing love, and all of that, it's supposed to be in the lovey-dovey phase, you know, in the honeymoon, and you still love each other, you look at each other, go, oh, and you see that. Then in the end, after a long, healthy, righteous life with one another, you don't want to get on each other's nerves. So when you do, you have to have rahman, yes? And that's one interpretation. The other one is, the mawadda comes from you, ukhti, and the rahma comes from you, brothers. So please, in the meanwhile, now when your house, in your house together, so please, brothers, I ask them to do four things. Among them is help in the house chores. So I don't want you to sit back on the couch, do nothing, and you know, have the nothing box, because we can't do anything else. I'm just watching this, I'm doing this, give me the food, give me a sandwich and all. You can't do that. We're gonna do like what Prophet says, and we're gonna help in the house chores. So it's a great way to start, inshallah. And also, please understand that when you have this mercy, my brothers, and we said ihsan, yes? He says, in the case of that, he says this ihsan is the oath you've taken. So let me remind you of the oath again. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed this in the Quran, so we don't take it for granted, right? So it says, وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْكُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. She's taken a stringent oath from you. And the oath is, according to Abdullah ibn Saud, he says, وَعَشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Deal with them in righteousness and what is known to be good and kindness. But according to the majority, the jumhur of the scholars says, فَإِمْسَاكُ الْمَعْرُوفَ أَوْ تَسْيَحُ الْإِحْسَانِ. Hold on to her in the best way possible, especially now that you need each other. As I mentioned before, most of the places that I know of now, all marriage courts and divorce courts are closed. So you know what? You got to deal with it, whether you like it or not. And I'll go through the conflict resolution shortly. But remember that. So he says, this is ihsan. فَإِمْسَاكُ الْمَعْرُوفَ أَوْ تَسْيَحُ الْإِحْسَانِ. Hold on to her what is known to be good in every aspect. And if things don't work out, may Allah protect you from that. Even if she's bad to you, you're going to have to be good. That's what it is. So remember the raising the banner. In abaytum illa an ta'asu Allah fina, nahnu laba illa mufi'u lakum. If you refuse but insist being bad to me, I'm going to insist to be good to you. That's it. Obey Allah. How Allah told me to deal with you, how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me to deal with you, I will deal with you, because I'm not going to be held accountable for what you do to me. I will be held accountable for what I'm doing. So this is what we're going to do, inshallah. Okay, so concentrate on this. So when we start with understanding the bond and understanding the oath and all of that, we'll have to understand that this is something a little more than we think. So we don't take it for granted. So here we go. Let's go through the secrets, inshallah. Now, the secrets are, we talked about them, you know, men from Mars, women from Venus. We will call it men from Mecca and women from Medina. So first of all, let me talk to, about men. Okay, and so what are the secrets? So please understand, Ukhti, that, you know, when you sit together You know, I usually tell the brothers that, remember, my brother, she is your key to be with Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Jannah. That's it. Yes? Because he says that, he said, أَقْرَبُكُمْ مِنْ مَلَيْهِ مَتَّتَا وَأَقْرَبُ مِنْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He says, the one that is beloved to me, to my heart, and closest to me in the hereafter is the one that is the best of character. And that's why Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told you, the key for you to be the best of men is the best to his wife. Because she knows your character. So please understand that, brothers. The true character, it will come now. When you're all together, nobody's working, you're being together for so long, what are you doing? Remember when you squeeze an orange, and you really know what you're made of? When you squeeze an orange, the mango juice will not come out of it. It'll be orange juice, inshallah. You know, I love mango juice. You know, mango lassi, I know when I used to teach courses. Go around one day, inshallah. Even, I remember the brothers want to keep me happy, bring me in a mango lassi, bring it. So inshallah, please understand, that's when we're going to be squeezed really hard, holding on together, no job on each other. I don't know, I've heard some jokes. It says, you know what, we've been working from home for a few weeks now. I think we're going to kill each other before the virus does. May Allah protect you from that, inshallah. So hopefully, you'll find something good that we will talk about in the end of this, inshallah. So first secret, are you ready, my dear sister? Here we go. So, brothers, when I talk to the sisters, I want you to take notes. And when I talk to the sisters, I want the brothers to take notes. When I talk to the brothers, I want the sisters to take notes. So, inshallah, that's how we can complete each other. So, about men, we talk about our feelings indirectly. So, just ask him, you know, basically to find out. So, it's not really a mess up because you remember that the two sides of the brain were coming into that. We're slightly different. So when I tell the brothers to look at your wife as a beautiful telf, a beautiful tree, I'm now asking you to look at her, not just a miracle, look at her as Mac. When you look at him, you look at Microsoft. I talked about this before. That's the computer theory, right? So if you don't understand the computer theory, you cannot download anything. You will understand, oh my God, I didn't hear about this guy. Now I'm living with him for that much time. I need to know the secrets now. What does the body language say? What do they think? How do they think? What side of the brain? And what does it mean? Are they emotionally based or physically based? All of that. So we'll go through that a little bit quicker this time because of time. So the second thing, men say, I love you indirectly. So I understand with actions, right? It's a slightly different language. So if your husband, he can't say the word, I. Yeah, because some of us are born and raised somewhere else where you say I love you to your wife is like, wow, he's a wuss, he's not a man, yeah? But that's cultural, so we'll come back to who we truly are. So they show it with their actions. So my dear sister, here's a keyboard. If your husband gives you a flower, gives you a chocolate, writes you a poem, or gives you a ring or a dress or something, that's you just take it as he's telling you I love you. It's a really simple fact. So that's why men gonna get surprised to say you don't love me anymore. What are you talking about? Because it is simple, because the brothers show it with their actions and deeds. Unless you're born and raised in the West and this is the norm, it's different. The culture is different. But if the majority of us are come from somewhere else where we're not there yet, then take that as one. Because you know what? The brothers will tell you, you know what? I told you I love you once. If anything changes, I'll let you know. So hopefully that's not going to be the issue here, inshallah. So the other one is make commitments seriously. When the brothers take and make a commitment to you, they do take it seriously. And why? Because it takes them a long time to commit. They get cold feet. Actually, when I perform weddings, it takes a long. The brothers are so much pickier. They take their time because of the, you know, the what's going on and all of that. But when they actually commit, they have invested in you. They've actually now they're getting to it. They put in a lot of time and effort into this, so they're committed. So they take it seriously. Believe it or not. Now, he's really listening, but not really listening. You understand? Okay, so please understand also that they will tell you the first thing that the men will lose is actually the hearing sense. So we have a selective hearing. So if you don't talk to him and the eyes are, you know, straight at you, and he's just nodding, and he's tell him, repeat what I said. The brothers, please, I took a communication course in just Waterloo University, wallahi for this. So the professor said, you know what, I can give you your certificate, and you graduate, if you just do it. Square, shoulders, eyes locked, you nod once in a while, acknowledge what you said, repeat what you said, and make sure that you give and so on, and don't cut off. And this is coming up, inshallah. But this is what you want to do, my dear sister. Don't take it for granted that you're walking away from your husband and you tell him, can you do this for me? And he's got it. He doesn't. You should make sure that he's looking at you, lock eyes, square shoulders. And then I don't want to insult anybody's intelligence. That's not the meaning. But when you talk to your husband, just acknowledge, okay, thank you, honey. And by the way, when you tell him to do things, don't tell him what to do. Tell him, can you do me a favor? Yes. And when you start something, again, it's coming up a little bit later, but inshallah, for that, please do it. Make sure that you say, can you do me a favor, honey? It's huge difference. My man knows a favor. Dun, dun, dun. They have the S on the chest. I want to save my damsel. I want to do this. So this is just not what you say, it's how you say it. Okay. So the shared activities form bonds. This is something that you want to do. I tell the couples always, I want a best friend that's a lover. So I want you to have a common hobby together. I don't really know your home. Maybe what you can do is, I want you brothers to look at her and ask her, what's your hobby? So I want you to learn about her hobby. And I want you sister to ask your husband, what's your hobby? And learn about his hobby and have a common hobby together. Whether it's walking together, or painting the walls together, or cooking together, reading a menu with a different way, walk down the memory lane, or watch the beautiful wedding videos or pictures if he hasn't taped over it or torn it or anything like that. Don't remember the bad. Remember the good. Redo your vows. Something is fun together. It's really important to do so. Whatever it is, something romantic, hold hands, maybe you watch something halal that is fun together. Start building that. And remember, this is something that I usually ask. Most of the time, the sisters know the hobbies of their husband. Unfortunately, some of the husbands don't know what their hobbies are. So it's time to ask. It's time to ask what your hobby is and learn about it and have that as a hobby, inshallah. Whether it's a book club, things about it, watch something teary, emotional with your halal girlfriend, holding hands together. Maybe it's a good time now for renovations or doing something that is positive, inshallah. So please make sure that, Ukhti, bring him in as your best friend. As I always said, please make sure that you're a best friend, that's a lover, because that's exactly what lasts. Okay, then other secrets about your husband. Men need time for themselves. So I talked about the Maya theory before, and actually I learned that from my wife, and that's the truth. When she put her name in my schedule, and I looked ahead of the schedule, and I saw my wife's name on the schedule. I go, that name sounds very familiar. It's my wife. So I actually learned that from her. So it's my office, my time, your time, our time, family time. So in this case, that whether you're quarantined or you're it's not really, as I said, self-isolation. It's self-discovery. And that's the word. They're supposed to do beautiful words. So you're discovering what? You're discovering something about yourself. You're discovering something that you have a lot to be thankful for. A family to love. Friends to miss. Home that secures you. Food on the table. Roof over your head. Clothes on your back. The faith to hold on to. So many things. You know what? We stay home together now. We actually take advantage of this and find out that we've always been happy. We've always had it, but we took it for granted. It's time to rediscover, not just isolate. It's self-discovery, not an isolation. So this is a time, that you can. So what I want you to do is also don't be with each other all the time. Okay. So the Maya is my time. Okay. So my time is, you stay on your own. You do whatever it is. Have a little schedule, or if you're structured. If not, then have an unwritten rule with one another. You know what? This is my time now. Enjoy yourself, honey. I love you very much, but I'm going to do this on my own. Now, your time, I'm now, okay, so if you're taking care of the kids, I'll take care of the kids. You go ahead and do whatever you want. And then our time, we go on a date together, whether it's actually, if we can't go out, then whatever it is, kids, you can do whatever, and we're going to do something together. Whether we're going to watch this thing together, we're going to hold hands, we're going to talk about it, we're going to share a joke, or whatever it is, or we can listen to a page of Quran, or today you do the halaqa, tomorrow I do the halaqa. So after this, when it becomes the family, the F after the O. So when we have the date together, we don't talk about the things that are bad. We remember the good. Yeah. Okay. So even though you may not be able to go outside, you can still have a little place so-called your own. Okay. So have a little tent and whatever it is that you have, even if you're allowed to go in the backyard, depending on the weather in your localities and so on. So then the F, and that's why you have the family. So turn your house into a masjid. You know, it's like a beautiful bond, right? And I asked the brothers before, just before, you know, instead of going to the hospital, may Allah protect us all, I want you to make sure that your sajada, your prayer mat, is your hospital. You know, when you go to see a doctor, that's when you make an appointment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come closer. Yes? It's perfect time. And your prescription, the RX, is your Quran. It's exactly what you want to do. And that's what the connection is all about. You know, you're watching on either a laptop or a phone or whatever. You see these, you know, the dashes. That's the uplink with Allah. That's the connection. Or download. If you want Allah to talk to you, guess what? Read the Quran. You want to talk to Allah? Pray, as we always say. Yeah? So this is the time to come back. Come back with your family. Tell them the future's benefits and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us and how the sign of His mercy. And how we decree if we're content that whatever happens to us is good. Tell them the stories of the Quran, about the difficulties that we're going through. Explain it in their language that they can speak. And that's how we can bring that F in. So my time, your time, our time, family time. So we're going to bring him in and delegate responsibilities to your children now. Son, I'm going to give this one. Mom is going to do tomorrow. Okay, then the elder child, then go down. Then you can do whatever. Then teach him how to use that time appropriately. Invest in them. To be able to give him the tools to ask Sheikh Google how to prepare, inshallah, for the next halaqa, whatever they have. So that's the time where you need it for yourself and also acknowledge that the others, inshallah. Okay, so also remember among the secrets that men learn from their father. So sometimes you don't just look at your husband, my dear sister, also look at the family, look at the father. Is this something else? And we don't hold. Remember, the in-laws are separate thing altogether. Scary. All right. So please don't hold each other accountable for any of the in-laws' actions, and especially if you live together and all of that. So just keep that in mind. Okay. Then, you know, basically, men go a little faster than women. So they let go, you know, sometimes they don't communicate well. And unfortunately, in that case, they just go on a knee-jerk reaction. Women usually plan things more. The man goes on a testosterone level. You know, I'm the man. Who the man? You know, you can't say that. So they just keep that in mind. So don't get your husband there, please. You're the smarter, intellectual gender of this. Inshallah, I want you to make sure that this is your home. This is your nest. Yeah. Bring him closer. Remember, litaskunu. So I want you to ask yourself a question. Does your husband run to you or run away from you? Are you the source of his peace and tranquility or not? And so on and so forth. So that's the case, inshallah. You will understand this one. Okay, so men don't pick up on subtle cues. So the cues, if you're going to tell him, you know, it's just, you know, if your husband forgot something, for example, you know, I know we don't celebrate and stuff. You know, your birthday or your anniversary or something, or the, you know, oh, you forget something. We panic when you sisters tell us that. Did you forget something? Go, oh my God, I'm in trouble already. And we panic. So just don't go in subtle cues. Does this dress make fat? So I told you before, don't put your husband in that position. Tell him, listen, I bought this dress. Doesn't it make me look good? Oh, he has to say yes or make a sound. So don't put us in that test, because we don't have the intellect to be able to make this. Wallahi, again, I'm not insulting intelligent brothers, but I'm just telling you to make it subtle. So we don't take subtle cues, right? Because if the sisters comes to you and says, you know, do you notice anything different, right? And then we go, oh my God, and that's a true story. My wife had bought a new earring and she was actually dangling. And do you notice anything different? I go. That my children behind her, he's my wingman, right? He said, Dad. She had to go like this, Yani. Hello, McFly. Anybody home, man? So we don't pick up subtle cues. So you know what? Just help us through it. It's like, you know, if you, I want you to imagine that we are taking you in the garage, lifting up the hood of the car, and making you look at the engine. Do you notice anything different, right? We don't get it. So these are the subtle cues that we don't get. So please make sure that you lead us through it and help us through it, inshallah. So men respond to appreciation. So when I asked you to, when you ask for something, honey, I really appreciate it when you do this. Yes? So you told them already what it is. It's positive reinforcement. I thank you so much for doing this. Or could you do me a favor, right? So don't give a command, just ask for a favor. It's a huge difference, inshallah. So men think about I guess I was in Britain once, and they told me don't use that S word. Use intercourse, hot, upshirt. No worry about it. Gotcha. So men think about this a lot. So some of the actually the research shows that every 6 seconds, unbelievable. You know, let's count it together. There, and we're thinking about it again. We're thinking about it again. So I'm going to tell you that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you know, when you have intimate relations, subhanAllah, it's sadaqah. So you know what? Take advantage of time, man. Go give charity. You don't have to be rich to give charity. Get busy and make charity. Get sadaqah. Allahu Akbar, have it. It's beautiful. And that's what a man asked Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have these beautiful whims and desires and this lust looked after. And on top of that, it's a sadaqah. He says, yes. He says, how come? He says, can you imagine doing this, the same act in an unlawful means? Will you not be punished for it? Just because yes, doing it in lawful means, you would be given a sadaqah for it. So as I said, this is a beautiful time to get to know closer to one another, and that's something that the scholars will actually tell you. Alhamdulillah, it's halal. It's time to get closer because of the oxytocin from the sisters and the testosterone from the brothers, and it's actually the feel good, alhamdulillah, chemicals and hormones in the body. So it is a significant for the men, ukhti, because they are physically based. Remember that. So physically based, when I talk about this, and I mean physically based, is actually a man finds a woman attractive first, and they get to learn to love the woman they're attracted to. Women are emotionally based, which means they'll be in love with the man first, and they will learn to be attracted to the men they love. So please keep that in mind, my dear sister. So it means a lot. And I talked about the North Pole theory and the South Pole theory. So the time is running a little faster. I'm going to go a little faster now, inshallah. So next, after this, inshallah, so make sure that the men like pleasing their wives. Believe it or not, I know that's maybe difficult for you to understand, but we still want to feel that we're your hero. You are our number one customer. We look for your approval. We try to impress you, believe it or not. So when you're happy with us, we are very happy. So if he makes a decision, you don't make him feel like you're an idiot. You know what kind of stupid decision you made and all of that. Even though, take the high road. Or if you want to tell him to do something, make it at least that is his idea, right? So come around, tell him, you know what? What do you think of this? Honey? Oh, I think of this great. Oh, wow, great idea. What do you think of that? Have to use the inshallah. So if they're pleasing you, wow, I come up with something. I'm the man. We're the man. You the man. We already know the tricks. Just at least let us live the fantasy that we are making decisions and we're the man of the house. I mean, Allah help us all, inshallah. Okay, so after this, you know, please also understand, ukhti, that if the man goes into stress, especially right now, and you know, maybe that he's worried about the you know, earning the man of the house, earning the bread, losing his job, and all of that, it's going to affect a few things. Because I call it the hub, right? And the wheel. Remember the hub inside of the wheel? That's the job for the man. All the spokes when it comes to his family life, social life, financial life, spiritual life, there's this aspect, all of these things that come under the hub. When the man loses the job, it's very difficult because he loses his, because remember, he proves himself from what he produces. He cannot produce anything. He doesn't feel like, you know, I feel hopeless, helpless, and like a nail in a wheel that's going around. That's basically it. So keep that in mind, okay, in this time, so it will help, inshallah. So men may straight need are met. So if you're not looked after, ukhti. So I remember hearing it from someone. So they're like the you know, the bouncing ball. If it's not looked after, it just bounces somewhere else. Okay. So please just keep that in mind. And again, wallah, I don't mean to belittle anything. Or just remember, number one reason for divorce, and may Allah protect us all, is financial. Number two reason is intercourse. So please don't belittle that also. Okay. So. He is vested in you, so that means he's invested a lot, and he really does care, but he may not show it. Just keep the subtle cues in, inshallah. So this is what I'm talking about for the brothers. Now let's talk to you, brothers. Are you looking? Here you go. What sisters? Remember, a caring husband is a hot husband. Remember, as I mentioned, she's emotional, yes? So when you give the emotion, invest in the emotional bank, invest in the love, and you will get that what you're looking for. So please remember that. So if you're caring and you're emotional, you have that touch, you have that look. It doesn't have to necessarily have to say, I love you all the time. You can a touch, a kiss on the forehead, a hug, a note, a text, a breakfast in bed, a flower, a poem, a chocolate, your favorite chocolate. You should know that by now. All of these things a caring husband is a hot husband. So if you really want to be there, you have to, inshallah, make sure that you are one of those. Chivalry still works, my brother. Open the door, sit her first, give her the care, carry her. Not necessarily in the white horse again, but I'm just saying, chivalry does work. So please, you know, still, I'm the old school type of guy. You know, I make sure I look, you know, after, you look after your wife first before anything, including intercourse, as we mentioned before. And that's your responsibility for you, my brother. Make sure you look after her first. Without, so a caring husband, including that, is a hot husband. So that's basically what it is. So dress to impress. I don't want, okay, so some of us, when we go home, look, remember when we when we got married? Remember those days, brothers? Yeah. Dressed nice, took showers, smelled good, and all of that stuff. The giving the flowers, the poetry, the chocolate, all that stuff. And after we get married, خلاص. I don't have to impress anybody, so I'm reminding you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever you ask of them, you give them. Before you take, you have to give. And if you want to be followed, you have to lead by example. So if you ask your wife to look good, you have to look good. If you ask your wife to smell good, you have to smell good. And so on and so forth from now on, inshallah. So dress to impress, because that means a lot to women, inshallah. As much as, again, wallahi, a reminder for me first before anybody else. So don't hide your flaws. It's okay. Women are actually good with that. You don't have to think that you're infallible. We are. You know, you become a little more closer to her when you say your guards are down. It's okay to make fun of your own self. And it's okay to acknowledge that you're not perfect and so on. So that is very okay, my brother. So don't try to fix her world. Remember, when she's talking to you and you cut her off in the middle of the conversation, please don't do that, because she has to repeat the story from the beginning. Listen to her till the end, okay? And don't cut her off and tell, ah, here's the secret. She doesn't want you to fix it. She just wants to listen. Yes, that's all she wants to do. So please listen attentively. Hear, honey, I'm here for you. Even if you think that is not, but don't discuss it at the point. And please don't go against her. A good idea. So please don't try to fix the world. Just be there for her. Nodding is not enough, by the way. You know, if you're going to go with this, just, again, as I mentioned earlier, confirm. Is this what you meant, honey? Let me reiterate. Is that what you meant? Is this how you feel? And so on. So just make sure that you're listening to her, reaffirm with her, and confirm that with each other. Okay, so women like the slow lane. Come on. And I, as I talk to women how to look after you, I talk to you now how to look after men. Remember, you know, the S theory. Remember, we like the S with the SEX. They like the S shopping. So I want you to think about it the same. You know, when we go shopping, they go shopping differently. They like to browse, take their time, take this, pick it up, lift that, different sizes, try this, and they roam around things. As opposed to us, we want size 13, black shoes, laces, or something. I go in, I try it, I say, Fritz, I take it, I go in, get what I want, and get out. No, it's not the same, right? So look after it. They want the slow name. They want the foreplay. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, proceed by that side. Even though the interpretation could be the children, but it could also mean, according to some of the opinions, is your foreplay. So please make sure that the slow lane is taken. You don't go in your car in the fifth gear. You go in the first, second, and third. So please make sure that you understand that about her. Her peak is different. Her peak is up and down. Their peak is up slowly, gradually, and they stay there, and they go down slowly also. So please make sure that you understand the curve as a peak for us, a curve for them. Okay, so learn about what she wants. Okay, so please, open line of communication. What do you like, honey? Communicate with me. Because remember, sometimes we brothers, we think we got it, we don't got it. We're lost. I'm going to tell you. I'm just telling you right now. 25 years of marriage, do that. We're still learning, yeah? Okay, so if you're married, you know what I'm talking about. So please help. Tell her to help you. Don't take it for granted, because we think we got it, we don't got it. So again, my dear sister, help this poor guy to get you, inshallah, there. We're all looking after each other, as I told him, and I told you, inshallah. Also, you know, when stress levels up, performance anxiety is shared. It's not just for men, it's also for women. So keep that in mind, inshallah. So when we talk about the mirror is like a barometer of love, so you look into a flattery mode. You know what? Beautiful. I've always, you know, your beautiful eyes, your beautiful hair, your beautiful lips, your beautiful figure. You look always the same, and so on and so forth. So please remember, when you see your wife coming in looking at this, remember that. We're going to go into the specifics and the details. So when we talk about when men look at things, they look at a bigger picture. They look at a general concept. When women look at things, yeah, I want you to make sure that you understand that she also looks at the specifics. So talk about specifics. You know, be still my beating heart. These flowers pale beside your beauty. You still look beautiful more every day than the day the first I've seen you. These curves remind me of this and that. How the hair is coming down, the beautiful aroma, those things. And you got to go into details for this, okay? Even when it comes to food, when she's serving you, I can't believe how the steak is crisp on the outside, but yet tender from the inside. And the beautiful gravy that's coming down the river. She reminds me of the first time I've seen you in the river Nile. And now I can also remember, wow, look at the beautiful garnish, how the color coordination, how the juice actually complements it, and how the fork and knives, Emily Poos would be so proud of you. And that beautiful swan that you've done as a, all these details, you're gonna eat again, and you're also gonna have that again. So please be generous with the flattery, generous with, but don't overdo it. But I mean, just make sure you talk their language, not your language. So you're gonna go into specifics and say, no. We're gonna go into specifics on the food this Christmas and how they look for us, because we want to look. And also acknowledge the fact and the time that we spend trying to do this for us, inshallah. So this is a couple of things that I wanted to share with you, and say it again and again. Remember, they don't get sick of saying, you know, I love you, and remember, and so on. So as I said to you, you don't have to say the word I love you. So I have to show it. So I'm going to ask you for some homework in the end, how to actually show your love, how to receive it, and so on. So when they want to talk, don't be afraid. Can we talk? This relationship talk or pillow talk is okay, akhi. But as long as you're able to handle it, anticipate that. Make sure that you do your homework. Deposit in the emotional bank, because you cannot just withdraw. Don't go overdrawn. You have to deposit in the emotional bank of love and so on. So you're good to go, inshallah. So I want you to also look at your partner in your eyes. So in the way that you look at each other, you know, when we talk about, you know, the five pillars of Islam, the Hazrat tool with five pillars of marriage. You see, when we they say the Shahada, brothers and sisters, it's actually a verbal commitment from a creation to creator. So I want you, brothers and sisters, communicate on it, and I guess that you ask her for guidance, ask for forgiveness, and same thing for people, to increase the bond of love. So please make sure that we don't take this for granted. And we also give our money away to those who are less fortunate, with others, for ourselves. I want you to put each other before yourselves. And we fast to stay away from that. What is haram? So we can't do something. What is halal? We stay away from it, so we can't do something that is haram together. Your senses are making sure that this now doesn't is used improperly as well as not. And also we perform hajj once in a lifetime. So I want you to think, inshallah, that this once in a lifetime opportunity to hold on to a cherish, inshallah. So look at each other with, you know, in each other's eyes. Put yourself in your shoes. So keep the romances alive. Okay, so keep it coming. Don't ever take things for granted. Don't stop dating your wife and others. As I mentioned to you before when I get married and after I get married, I have the biryani belly and I'm eating our lines and all that stuff. Remember, so please, you know, garlic and onions. May Allah help you. I've been eating garlic and onions. May Allah help my wife. Say amen. Because of the immune system now. Please. Hi. How are you? You're on the right amount. Your wife starts dearing me. Allah help us. Yeah. So please understand that this is something that, you know, that women are, the senses are a little stronger. So please make sure that they're grooming. That brothers, look after yourself. That's it. No, I don't think so. Forgive me if it is. Okay. Apologies. I don't know if it's there or not. Can you hear me? The button is high. It's on the highest level. I'm almost done. Apologies, brothers and sisters, for the technical difficulties, but we're almost there, Chuck. Okay. All right, so let's wrap it, inshallah. Okay, so inshallah, in the end, but let's recap, inshallah. But let's have a common hobby together. Let's understand one another of the secrets that we talked about. Let's start, you know,
building things together, have a structured thing in the morning. You know what, honey? We're having breakfast together, so let's maybe walk around. Let's work out together. Let's memorize Quran together. Let's remember Hadith together. We can renovate together. Let's start learning about each other's hobbies. Let's have this Maya theory. And let's, inshallah, come out of this stronger, inshallah. There's a lot to do together in this time, but we can learn about each other, we'll learn about ourselves, and we can strengthen the bond, inshallah. Take advantage of time before you don't have it, and appreciate
one another, and don't take each other for granted. And inshallah, we can come out of this stronger, stronger house, stronger home, stronger spouse, stronger children. And inshallah, may Allah protect your family, health and wealth. I thank you for being part of this, and I thank you for inviting me to your home. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make your home a home sweet home. Jazakumullah khairan. Barakallahu feekum wa ahlukum wa malukum. May Allah protect you and your loved ones. Subhanakallah wa hamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.